Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 40%. Up to 40% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Turning our attention now to Erie County, the Buffalo News reporting County Executive Mark Poloncarz's budget proposal for next year will reclassify department heads and deputies as salaried, making them overtime ineligible. It comes as a lot of attention was paid to overtime over the course of the COVID pandemic. We welcome in County Comptroller Kevin Hardwick to talk more about this. Kevin, thanks for being with us. You know, right after you took office, it was something you released a report on, saying the legislature should look into a policy change on the matter. What do you make of this news this morning?
Well, I welcome it. I think that the county executive is wise. He's tying it to the budget. I'm not sure that the proposal that he made yesterday, or his people made yesterday, is going to be the one that's finally enacted. But I think that tying to the budget puts a deadline on it. As it is, I mean, we've gone, and I guess the legislature has been studying it, which is good. But this is going to force their hand. This is going to force some action, because the county executive's budget, which he has yet to release, should be over to the legislature in a couple weeks, I would guess, includes this proposal. And I think it's good. At least it's got us talking. There was a good discussion in the legislature yesterday. I was part of that discussion. I look forward to continuing the discussion. Again, as I said yesterday during the meeting, I'm very supportive of this. It's something that I've looked for a long time. But, of course, the devil is in the detail.
If I'm not mistaken, Kevin, this is not allowed in any other county in New York State, right?
Well, the overtime, I'm not sure if it's every other county, but it's darn sure almost every other county just has their commissioners, their deputy commissioners, their high-ranking managerial confidential employees who serve at the pleasure of, you know, the county executive or the county legislature or whoever. They're not eligible for overtime. They're just straight salary. In Erie County, the only people that are considered salaried are the elected officials. Everybody else, the commissioners, et cetera, are, in effect, hourly employees, and under the Fair Labor Standards Act, the national piece of legislation, are eligible for overtime.
Is it a little concerning at all that, you know, in less than a year, that this suggestion that, hey, maybe this shouldn't be the case, where people who already have high salaries and a big job shouldn't be making hundreds of thousands of dollars in overtime, went from basically, if you brought up the idea, accusation of racism, to now it being done, and all of a sudden it's okay. I mean, is that kind of a comment on the state of our politics?
Well, it would be more concerning if the county executive wasn't coming forth with this proposal now, because I think we're finally going to address the issue. I think we're going to resolve it. It may not, again, be the resolution that the county executive is looking for, down to the last I and the last T being crossed. But I think that we will get a resolution. We'll deal with it, and then we'll move on, and this will cease to be an issue.
But what changed, you know, in the last year?
I don't know. I think that the former comptroller drew attention to the issue. I continued that when I took office in January. And I think it's just, there is a straw that breaks the camel's back. I think everybody realized that this was something we had to address. And again, I think there's wisdom in the county executive's plan to address this at budget time. because otherwise there's not going to be a deadline and it's not going to be done. I mean, this is reminiscent of some things that past governors have done in New York State. There were things, state legislation that wouldn't pass was held up, and then a governor would tie it to the budget, and all of a sudden things would get done.
The straw that broke the camel's back was the straw in this case. Dr. Gail Burstein, the health commissioner, who came on everybody's radar when she collected over $300,000 in overtime during COVID in 2020 and 2021.
I'm not sure that it was, because that was certainly on the radar last year. She has, she's not collected any overtime this year to date. I think that's a change. I think the lion's share of the overtime is in the sheriff's department, and that's understandable. They are as the sheriff pointed out yesterday, a 24/7 operation. They have an important responsibility. However, in terms of their managerial confidentials, a lot of that overtime is accumulated by high-ranking employees who really are not, out there on the front lines on a daily basis. They're in a back office, they're administrative duties, and they're still getting this overtime. And I think that's a concern. The other thing that a lot of their overtime is for, of course, is the stadium pay. They get pay for out at the Bills Stadium, directing traffic and adding security there, as well as for Sabres games. So, I mean, that's something unique to that department also.
Well, Kevin, thanks for the time this morning. Appreciate it. I know you got to run. Kevin Harbick, Erie County Comptroller, joining us live this morning.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 40% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run Finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.